We are in the book of Zechariah. It is a new semester, so we will reintroduce the prophet Zechariah is from the last three prophets of Jewish history. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi are the three prophets that accompanied us to the beginning of the first temple. They were the ones that guided us as to how to build the second temple. So Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi are the final three prophets, and so their prophecy is on a lower level than all their predecessors. And their prophecy is less clear than all their predecessors. Their prophetic vision was on a lower level. And the Nabi Zechariah, the son of the prophet Berechiah, the grandson of the prophet Ido, he comes from a long line of prophets. He is of the final three prophets. And although Haggai and Malachi gave us short prophecies, Zechariah gives us a lengthy prophecy. Zechariah gives us a prophecy that is unclear. Rashi begins in the beginning of Zechariah and says, this is a book that's very hard to understand, but I'm going to do my best. So it seems like Rashi didn't have a clear tradition on the interpretation of the book Zechariah. And the prophet Zechariah gives us prophecies of the rebuilding of the second temple, but also gives us prophecies of the future of the people of Israel. The four kingdoms that would put the Jewish people in servitude, the four exiles, and the ultimate redemption. So the prophet Zechariah is giving us the strength to contend with the challenges that would face the Jewish people after the destruction of the Second Temple. Chronologically, he is talking during the period of the beginning of the Second Temple, but his visions extend to the end of time. And so now he is going to see another vision. And we're beginning what the Christians call the sixth chapter. You know that throughout Tanakh, the division into chapters was a Christian invention, other than in the book of Tehillim. The other books were divided by a Christian monk into chapters, so we use it. It's a useful tool, but we have to remember it's not our tradition. And so we'll begin again with the beginning of the sixth chapter.
How did we divide it before?
Look in the introduction to the Koran Tanakh. They explain how traditionally it was divided.
People didn't pick up the vision of
the
Rabbanel. I think they addressed
it. I don't know. So we're continuing. Va'ashuv. And I returned to the vision of prophecy with the angel. Va'esa'inai va'ire. I lifted my eyes and I saw. V'hine arba markavot yotze'ot. I saw four chariots emerging from between the two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of solid copper. Lemuel, come, give me the Tanakh. We'll find it together. So we'll take a moment to reflect on this pasuk, just so we get a taste of what we're missing, because we're running through the prophets, but we have to realize that there's tremendous depth in each word that's said by the prophets. The prophet describes, I returned and I lifted my eyes and I saw, and behold, there were four chariots coming out from between the two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of copper. Well, when a prophet sees prophecy, he doesn't see it with his physical eye. Do you dream with your eyes? No, your soul dreams. Your mind dreams. And a vision of prophecy is not witnessed by one's physical eyes. He doesn't lift his eyes to see the prophecy. He doesn't have to open his eyes to see the prophecy. So when the prophet uses the terms, I lifted my eyes and I saw, we understand there's more depth to that. It's not to be taken literally. So the prophet says, I saw four chariots coming out from between the two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of copper. And this represents the four kingdoms that would take control of the Jewish people. And the idea that they come from between two mountains of copper, well, mountains represent strength, and copper represents also an element of strength. And the idea is that these four kingdoms that would take control over Israel would be four powerful kingdoms. Bamerkava Rishona, Susim Adumim, the first chariot had red horses leading it forward, and that's an allusion to the Babylonian Empire, that the Babylonian Empire is compared to a golden empire, to a red empire. Uvamerkava Hashinit, Susim Shechorim, the second chariot had black horses. That's a representation of the second empire, which is the Persian Mede Empire. The Mede Empire under which Haman made the decree to annihilate the Jewish people. People's face darkened when they heard of the decree. Here the king was partaking in a decree to have a mass pogrom and kill out all the Jews. So that's why the second empire is represented by black horses to represent the darkened faces of the Jewish people during the period of the Mede Empire. And in the third chariot, you had white horses. So one interpretation says that represents the Greek Empire, because the Greeks were into beauty. The Greeks always had beautiful statues, beautiful clothing. Another interpretation says that represents the Persian Empire, because the Persian Empire rebuilt the Second Temple, so that's why they are represented by white horses. And in the fourth chariot, we find horses that are berudim, which Rashi wasn't certain what the word berudim means. One interpretation says that berudim means like leopard stripes. And those horses were amutzim. Those horses were fattened horses. They were strong horses. And they're riding forward with the final empire that would take control of the Jewish people, the empire which is Edom and Yishmael. And Rashi writes in Zechariah, he quotes from the Medrash on Tehillim, that every empire that took control of the Jewish people came in pairs. So the first empire was the Babylonian Empire. They were partners with Kastim. The second empire was the Persian Empire. They were in partnership with the Mede Empire. The third empire was the Greek Empire. They partnered up with the Macedonian Empire. And the final empire under which we suffered all these years was the empire what we call Edom, which was in partnership with Yishmael. Those two are the final empire that took control of the Jewish people. And the Midrash says that when Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, was lying and he had the vision of the ladder, he saw angels going up and down the ladder. So what were those angels? So one interpretation in the Midrash is that those angels were the empires that would take control of his children. So he saw one empire, the Babylonian Empire, he saw them up going up a number of rungs on the ladder and then they're taken down. Second empire, the Persian Empire goes up another number of rungs, and then they go down. Third empire, he sees the Greek Empire, they're going up a number of rungs, and then they go down. And finally, his brother Esav comes in, and he starts climbing the ladder, and he's going up, and up, and up, and he's not coming down. And God says to Yaakov, take him down. And Yaakov's scared. And Yaakov asks, is he going to be up forever? It seems like it's endless. And Hashem says to Yaakov, well, you didn't have the courage to take him on, to take him down. I'm going to have to take him down, but it's going to take time. And each empire, each exile, has its defining characteristics. The Babylonian destruction, when the Babylonians destroyed us, so the prophets describe it as the Jewish people wondering, has God forsaken us? Has He forgotten us? Because they couldn't imagine, how could it be after all the miracles of the Exodus and then the building of the temple and all the miracles in the temple, how could it be that such a destruction came to the Jewish people? So the thoughts during the first exile was, has God forgotten us? Has He let go of us? The second empire, the Persian Mede Empire, was the characteristic was, has God hidden Himself from us? That's Esther, the hiddenness of Hashem. How could it be that there's a decree to annihilate the Jewish people? Where is God? The third empire, the Greek, together with the Macedonian Empire, there the question was, does God still love us? They tried to sever our bond with Hashem. That was the whole idea of Hanukkah, that we shine the light, that doesn't matter where we are, we're always going to be able to shine that light. And the final empire, the characteristic of the Edomite, the Yishmaeli Empire, is that they try to wear us down because it seems like it's endless. Seems like, where's God ever going to show up? Here we are, century after century, and they're destroying us, millennium after millennium. Compare it. In Egypt, we were for 400 years. Babylonia, 70 years. Persian Mede for about 200 years. Greek for about 100 years. Edom and Yishmael, 2.5 millennium. It's a different story.
Can you also say, another question that's asked nowadays, because like you have like the atheists, like kind of growing larger and larger. So you have like the whole idea of it's about the God, and it's hiding from us. Is he, however, now like it's like people are asking, does God even exist anymore?
Oh, so that's the characteristic of Edom and Yishmael. That the Jewish people are worn down to the point, like Yaakov Avinu asks Hashem, he says, are they going to be on top forever? Are they ever coming down? And that was the challenge of the last two millennium, where the nations would tell us, you see, you're not the chosen ones anymore. And we had to have to stand up to that and be able to say, no, he still cares. He's watching us. He's behind the curtains, but he's watching. So I answered, I said, I raised my voice and I called out to the angel who was talking to me and I said, Ma'ele Adoni. What are these? I see the chariots, I see the horses, what am I seeing? So the angel answers, he said to me, Ele Arba Ruchot Hashamayim Yotzeot. These are the kingdoms. What the chariots you see represent the kingdoms that will rule the four corners of the earth. These are, be it the Babylonian Empire, be it the Persians, be it the Greeks, and finally Edom and Yishmael. They will take control over the four edges of the heavens, and their control was given to them from God. Yotzeot, when you see them coming out from between the mountains, they are really coming out. Meit yatzev al adon kol haaretz, from standing in attention before the master of the earth, God just gave each one of them the right to take control.
So it'll be a problem to fight against them.
He doesn't say that. That's a different question. It's a good question. We don't know when their control is supposed to end. So we don't know.
No, the prophet. Hashem, so
that, my dear, was the discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Pappus ben Yehuda, and the discussion between the sages. The sages did tone down their actions against the Roman Empire because the sages did see the Roman Empire as a godsend. They saw it as God told them to take control, and that's why the sages were against the rebellions. They were against the rebellions that led to the destruction of the Second Temple. They said, don't you see that God wants them to run the planet? So respect them, don't fight them. There was an element of respect that the sages said we should extend to the Roman Empire because they saw it as a godsend. Yes, on some level, yes, that's true. Ashoma hasusim hashechorim yotzeim eleretz tzafon. The black horses are headed north to the Mede Empire to give them the power. The halevanim yatzu el achareihim, and the white horses are following behind, and they're going to bring on the Persian Empire to take control of the world. The haberudim yatzu el eretz teiman, and the striped ones, they're going down to the south. They're going down to the Greek Empire to give them the power that they should be the empire that takes over after the Persian Empire. Ve'amutzim yatzeu vayivakshu lalechet litalech ba'aretz. And the fattened horses, they went out to start traveling the land. Vayomer va'omar. And then, so I said, or the angel said, you were given that right. Go travel the land. And this is the final Edomite Empire. Which today we say is the Christian Empire that started spreading throughout the land. And then the angel called me And he said to me, Re'ei hayotzi'im el eretz tzafon, heinichu et ruchi be'eretz tzafon. Take a look. Those that I sent to the north, they left my spirit in the north, meaning they forgot my anger. They so to speak, quelled my anger against the north, because Hashem sent them to come and destroy the northern empire. The northern empire is the Babylonian empire that destroyed the first temple. So Hashem says, Heinichu et ruchi. They calmed my spirit, so to speak. They calmed my anger, Be'eretz Tzafon, against the north. So Hashem is giving Zechariah the prophecy that the northern empire, the empire of Babylon, will be destroyed. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week with a continuation of the prophecy of Zechariah.